Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Have you ever wanted to be more conscious about the world, have more spirituality, or have you ever wanted to operate at a higher level in this crazy world? We're going to talk about that today. And this is part one of a two-part series. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Patricia, and I'm here with my husband, Jason. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, what do you mean by having evolved consciousness? Can't you, just be conscious? What's the difference?
We use the term evolved consciousness because it's different from being conscious. We see that there's a lot of people that have natural intuitive ability, have a consciousness about the world that is above average. And it's relatively common, but evolved consciousness is a refinement of that consciousness, which is very special in the world today. And the best example to contrast the difference between consciousness and evolved consciousness starts with your story. About seeing that little boy when you were, how old were you when you saw that little boy?
If I remember correctly, I had to have been 5 or 6, right around there.
So tell us the story about seeing the little boy.
I came from a very large family, and there was always other kids, there. And my brother had a friend over, and his mother and his sister came to pick him up. And of course, back then, everybody just came into the house. And of course, they stood there and talked for a few minutes. Well, when the mother and the sister came in to the house, there was this little boy with them. And I didn't remember the little boy being there when I had seen them before, when they'd come to the house before. And but this little boy was just poking and being mean to the little girl that was there. And what I didn't realize at the time, but of course found out later, that the little boy, he was a ghost. He was a vision that I saw. And by the way, the little girl, she squirmed every time he poked at her. But what I didn't know was not everybody else could see what I could see. And so I turned around to my mother, I'm very innocent in all this. And I said, Mom, make that little boy stop. And my mother kind of shushed me. And then I said, Mom, make that little boy stop. And she bent down, and my mother had these very expressive eyes. And she said, shut up. Just be quiet. And I knew from my mother, you didn't step beyond that. That was just the way it was. She said, we will talk about this later. And for some reason, I thought, why am I in trouble? But okay. So I didn't say anything else. So after everybody left and dinner and so forth, and I was, I'd crawled in bed. My mother came in and she said, Patty, we need to talk. And I was like, okay. And kind of forgot about it, if you must know the truth. And because it was so natural to me to see these things. And so she said, you need to know something. And I said, okay. And she said, you need to know that not everybody can see what you saw today and what what I saw. And I said, you mean you saw it too? And she said, well, of course I did. And I said, so what do you mean not everybody else saw it? And she said, understand that not everybody else can see what you and I can see. And that was real natural to my mom. But she said, you have something that nobody else has, and you need to not talk about it. You need to not tell anyone about it, and you need to ignore it.
You know, and in most situations, if you have a special gift, you put on a pedestal. So did your mother put you on a pedestal?
You know, Jason, I know you've heard the story before, but this is so far from the absolute truth. I was never put on a pedestal in my family. Not then and not even now.
You were the black sheep.
I was always the black sheep.
So she never followed up and encouraged you?
No. Now, I have to admit, she and I did do some other spiritual researches and going to different things.
That's when you were an adult.
That's when I was an adult.
And still, it wasn't really, she didn't put you on a pedestal as a result.
Oh, no, she treated me like I was the apprentice and that she was training me. And that no matter what I said or did, it was wrong.
So, you know, evolved consciousness is the refinement of consciousness that's largely unknown.
Right.
You know, the ecosystem approach helps you identify the negative energy in your essence and systematically remove it.
Mm.
And one of the biggest misconceptions is that our essence is fine just the way it is. And if you go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and look at the part about the discovery, we'll talk about how, you know, one of the things that we discovered was that most people come in with a lot of negative energy in their essence already. But if the key to evolved consciousness is constant, consistent, and specific clearing or removal of that negative energy.
Well, and what my mother was doing, I'm going to back up just a second. What my mother was doing was she was basically programming me to, I had to fit in this slot. I had to fit into this area to where she didn't have to explain that I could see.
Well, exactly. And, you know, people that have been able to see have been considered crazy.
Well,
considered
burned witches, at the stake.
Yes, yeah. Burned at the stake. Yeah. You know, in most situations, if you have a special talent with science or mathematics.
Or even music. Yeah.
You know, you put on a pedestal, but right. In this case, it's just the reverse.
Exactly.
Now, this isn't a rant or a complaint. What we're trying to say is largely that's because most people that are conscious like this don't have a evolved consciousness.
Well,
and when you have evolved consciousness, it becomes useful.
Well, and not only, absolutely. And one of the things that we discovered, and I know we're going to talk about it all the way through the show, but one of the things that we discovered is the fact that when we started clearing, then there was this clarity that came through from me about things that were, first off, that I'd had questions. And one of the things that was the most amazing was the question of, am I seeing things right? Am I doing this right? Am I seeing it wrong? Because I had been programmed to believe I had nothing of value.
Evolved consciousness creates a form of discrimination about what you see. And that's one of my biggest pet peeves is I see people like that were famous intuitive psychics, whatever. Sylvia Brown's a good example. You know, she would answer questions that I thought, no, you shouldn't even, it's the wrong frame. You shouldn't even talk about those things. Like, you know, is this the man I'm going to marry? And,
right.
And is this the woman I should be with? And that, first of all, it's not up to her to say. There's no preordination that this is going to happen a certain way.
Well, and the other thing is that one of the things we've been given is the ability to have choice.
Yes.
And choice in any given moment.
But see, if you're listening and if you may have consciousness that you never considered.
Right.
Many people have intuition that is a form of consciousness, but there are other hints of consciousness, like a love of music or art.
Yes.
That connects you to your soul in ways that are amazing. Seeing patterns in things, special talents and abilities.
Correct.
Emotional intelligence, gardening, healing, caretaking. You know, Patricia had the ability to see shapes when sewing patterns.
Oh, it's
a girl. Yeah.
I still have it. I can see something and put it down on paper. And by the way, I do not do geometry. It kind of just happens naturally.
Yes.
And it's interesting.
You know, I used to play in this rocking chair when I was growing up. I was in a spaceship. And now I see that there was that was much more part of me than I would have imagined before.
Well, yes, but didn't your father tell you about playing in the rocking chair that it was wrong?
He told me that I should be out doing some work. You know, working is what's important, not
right.
Playing around. So.
Yes. You know, and the key point, one of the major, and we'll talk about key points here, but one of the major points that both of us are trying to make here is that the ecosystem approach, when you use it and you clear constant, consistent, and specific, the outcome for you is the most amazing thing. In fact, I want to say that one of the things that the ecosystem approach has helped me with, it helped me see the value of not only what I have, but it also helps me believe in myself in a way that I never got from anyone else.
Yes. So.
Okay. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Many people are conscious, but few have evolved consciousness.
Okay.
Evolved consciousness is holistic and a refinement of the abilities of your soul or your essence. And if you're listening to our show today, you already have a form of consciousness that's demanding refinement.
Nice.
And the ecosystem approach can recover your consciousness and teach you to refine it for your own evolution.
In the next segment, we're going to tell you a story of how we used evolved consciousness in a way that is literally a matter of life and death. You'll be fascinated. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Brittany Miles from Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All. I have a mindfulness practice to help you face difficult emotions. It's called RAIN. Developed by Tara Brach, the letters mean the following. R, recognize what's happening to you. A, allow the situation to be as it is. I, investigate feelings with interest and care. And nurture yourself with self-compassion. So you see, RAIN isn't so bad after all. Tune into my show to learn more. See you on the 2nd and 4th Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at miles2gocoaching.com. That's miles, the number 2, gocoaching.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Obert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Obert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobert.com. That's drkathyobert.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to tell you a story of how we use evolved consciousness in a way that is literally a matter of life and death. You know what? I think it's truly fascinating. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, tell everyone the story of what we're doing right now with evolved consciousness and why it literally, truly is a matter of life and death.
You know, my mother came to live with us about 6 years ago when my father died, and they were living in Minnesota. You know, her hearing was severely limited, and we struggled from the beginning to really, we couldn't have those, you know, sit down and have those hard conversations. She was capable of that, but just structurally, it was hard to do. And we found some ways around it. You know, we had this voice-to-text telephone that we were able to talk to her, but it was very short and sweet. But for the most part, it wasn't, you know, this heartfelt thing that I expected to have, because my dad was always kind of in the way in terms of those kind of communications with my mom. And, you know, to tell you the story, you know, my mother's relationship with my dad always seemed to be dysfunctional to me. He was controlling. He was emotionally abusive. Everyone loved my mother. She was.
They
a nurse.
Still do.
Yes, she was a nurse. She was head nurse in intensive care, cardiac care, and recovery room in a major hospital in Minneapolis, St. Paul. But when she came home, she was completely subordinate to my dad. He would rage and create conflicts with the neighbors. I'm sure the police had him in a special category because he called so often. You know, the neighbors were barking dogs and things like that. And he would say things to me like this, like, you hear that airplane overhead? I said, yeah. Those that's a recording. The neighbors are trying to get to me. You know, hear those birds outside singing? That's really a recording. And they're just trying to get to me. He felt like they were always trying to break into the house. He had this thing about locks and keeping people out. And
how about the thing where somebody had to be in the house at all times, or
the criminals
would come in and take over,
you know? And it's not like there's anything valuable in the house. In fact, it was kind of a mess. He was kind of a hoarder. Oh my gosh. We had like how many truckloads of crap that we had to get out of the house?
Exactly. It was unbelievable. Yeah.
So anyways, you know, when I talked to my mom, she always said she put up with this because she could never leave him, that he took care of her and she would stand by him. You know, fast forward to now, she's lost her hearing, so communication is minimal, and she has dementia, which seems to be worsening. And literally, in the last couple of months, she's lost some weight and was depressed. We thought we were going to lose her. But the thing that we've been doing, and this goes back to the evolved consciousness, we've been clearing the negative energy from my mother. And what we could see is that there was this form of depression that my mother had, because she would stay in the house with my dad. He always had the blinds drawn, and it was dark, and he loved music, but he would play this Baroque music that was just felt very
heavy.
And you know, I love classical music, but that Baroque stuff just gets to me, and it's like that depression that I don't want any part of it. And one of the things that we noticed when she came to live with us, she loved being outside because she could never leave. You know, the rule was the criminals were going to come in.
So she couldn't go outside.
You know, and
literally she could only go to the store one day a week, and it could only be with a specific person. And she had better not be 2 minutes late getting home.
Well, and you know, it was always about him.
Everything.
And you know,
yes.
the neighbors and those feuds and things like that. And so we started talking to her essence. We went, because we can't talk to her directly like you would normally talk to a person because of the hearing loss and now because of the dementia, we went around and went to the back door. We went directly to her essence. Some people call that soul, and started talking to her, you know, and started talking to her about why she's here, and and why she's with us, and she's how she's learning to be free and to be happy. And every time we do that, she responds.
The results are phenomenal, actually.
You know, she started to get depressed and stopped eating. She didn't have any appetite, and she started losing weight.
Right.
And we thought we were going to lose her. We cleared her. We cleared that depression.
And pretty soon, here comes this happy, just wonderful smile. And she's delightful.
She perks up.
Well, and you know, most daughter-in-laws are not supposed to think that about their mother-in-laws. They're supposed to think, oh, that person. But the bottom line is she is a delight. And I need to say, she has the qualities of a mom that I never had. She supports me in so many things. In fact, last night, I have this thing about dancing around the kitchen. I realize this is about Jason's mom, but I was dancing around the kitchen and singing, which is something I do often. And I started to stop. And she goes, no, keep going. And believe it or not, she really can't hear the music, but she can see what the dancing and the singing brings, what that energy brings into the house. And she loves it.
Even our two dogs dance with Patricia.
It's really cute.
I mean, you know, this is not a heavy household at all.
No, not at all.
We always have lots of light, and we have we're always outside a lot. We have this really nice patio in the back that, you know, where we can be outside, and it feels the difference between the way I grew up.
And I grew up.
Yes, and we're using our evolved consciousness to create that energy.
Yes,
and we can see that she's almost, she craves it. She loves it.
Exactly. You know, the first time your sister went to Minnesota and got her and brought her to us after Jason's dad died. And the next time his sister saw her, her mom, who had been living with us for about 3 months, she said, she just looks happy. She said, I haven't seen her be happy. Well, I don't know if ever. An amazing thing.
People don't think about in terms of energy. This is part of having that evolved consciousness.
Right.
But we literally remove that negative overcoat of my dad's energy and let her energy come forward. And it was amazing. Now, some people, let's talk about the ethics of this.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
Some people would say, well, you should just let your mom decide on what her path should be. But what we see, and this is part of her emotional story that everybody has, that as we come into this world, we're here to try and resolve that emotional story, to
and
heal
learn.
That emotional story and learn from it. But in her with her story, we found out that she was adopted, and her mother was very...
Her adopted mother
was very strong. My grandmother, I didn't know her very well, but she didn't put up with any sort of anything. And so it predisposed my mom to my dad. I can see that. But she never felt at the level of her essence that she could decide her fate on her own.
Well,
we can see that because we talk to her on that level of essence.
Well, and you know, on that level of essence, your mother's soul is about a form of positive caregiving and kindness and helping others be the best for themselves, which is truly amazing.
She has this natural mothering energy.
Totally.
And I guarantee you, you know, my dad lost his mother when he was
10.
Yes, he was younger. And I know that he was attracted to her mothering energy. And that's what she did. All of his life
right.
is to mother him. And not only did he like it, but he demanded it.
And he wouldn't share it with anyone else. That was one of the biggest things. You know, I know we're going to talk about your dad in the next segment, but Jason's dad had this jealousy that it destroyed. Let me just say this. It destroyed so many things that could have made Jason, his sister, and his mom
It would have changed
easy.
The trajectory of our life.
Exactly. It would have made life easier for all three of you.
So my point, you know, is that my mom can't really decide what's in her own self-interest.
No.
So we're talking to her and working with her and saying, hey, this is what you can have.
Right. It's pretty interesting. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
your primary life purpose is to learn and overcome the trauma of your emotional story. Right. Evolved consciousness gives you the ability to perceive life on the most profound level. And when you have evolved consciousness, you have the tools to heal yourself in a unique way. The ecosystem approach teaches you to have evolved consciousness and to perceive your world in a different way.
And by the way, it's remarkable that when you start on the ecosystem approach journey, I'm going to call it a journey or adventure, it's amazing the things that you find out about yourself, and especially the things you actually like. In the next segment, we're going to talk about how much of our daily life is invisible without evolved consciousness. We have a story about this one too. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready for a holistic healing revolution? Subscribe to Burn Bright Today podcast with Jennifer Marcinelli on Transformation Talk Radio. Healing is about self-care and seeking help when you need it. The best investment you can make is in yourself and your body, mind, and spirit. One step at a time, you can burn bright and live a life you dream. For more information on how to heal from home, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with Cornelia Stephanie VIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio. Shift from confusion to clarity, self-doubt to confidence, and from anxiety to peace and balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to talk about how much of our daily life is invisible without evolved consciousness. And of course, we have a story about this one too. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. okay, I do want to know about what is invisible, but what I really want to know is what story are you going to tell? I don't know about this one.
So they're both connected.
Okay.
You know, as we worked with my mother's energy, we found my dad's energy mixed in all the time. Mm-hmm. And when there was tension in the house, you know, my mom is typically very accommodating, cheerful, happy, agreeable, easy to be with. She laughs a lot. We're always laughing here. There's always belly laughs, you know, 4 or 5 times a day, if not more.
Yeah.
And, but then there's a time that she can be stubborn and just obstinate.
Oh, that's a good word.
And I can literally see her personality and features change. And I see my dad. Huh. And we clear my dad's energy away, and then it comes back to normal.
Right.
Now, the other thing is that, you know, you may not know this, but, you know, Patricia has a mad crush on me. We've been together for 20 years, but she's still madly in love with me. She can't
it's true.
Help
it. You know what? That part's true. But, that part's true.
But if she's ever gets mad at me, what she sees is not me. She sees my dad.
Yes.
And I'm, you know, it's, and she gets my dad's energy off of me, and then I'm lovable again.
Well, you know, Jason's a big guy and he's a great big teddy bear. And, but he's what I would call very, very, very easygoing. But then there's these times where it's just so, you know, it's like, who are you? And I didn't know Jason's dad very well, but there was an energy that I could see. And so I go and I remove that energy. And by the way, it's usually laying on top of Jason. By the way, I have another comment about this. When we started removing the negative energy of your dad from your mom, his mother she's 90 and she's bent over. Well, we started removing like this heavy energy. She's standing up straighter. It is, in fact, even the chiropractor noticed it the other day.
It's amazing.
It really is.
Things like this don't really happen.
No.
And again, this is part of the evolved consciousness, because most of it would be invisible to us. We'd say, oh, that's just a coincidence. Oh,
or there's nothing I can do about it. So why
just
bother?
Random, you know?
Yes.
And
yes.
So we've seen my dad's interference, and you know, a lot of people think, well, you know, you're just making this stuff up, but we've been working as intuitives for the last 20 years, and we've had clients all over the world, and we see this cause and effect when we remove the negative energy. It's not necessarily a person, but the negative energy, and then people are able to do things that they weren't able to do before.
Well, and you know, I'm going to jump in and say, I have one client and one specifically, and she connects, you know, not meaning to, but the connection to her mother's negative alcoholic energy really affects her. And so when I start working with her and I start to see this, I remove this cloud of her mom's energy. And there's the lovely, beautiful soul that I know and have worked with for, I think, about the last 15 years.
This overlay of negative energy from someone else
is really
common.
Yes.
And it's unfortunate, but we see it all the time. Mm-hmm. And so we're talking right now about my dad's energy, and we see this just direct cause and effect.
Yeah.
You know, and it happens over and over. I would say almost on a weekly basis, but sometimes even more frequently than
that. Well, and if you think about it, that negative energy, it's doing all of that. It's thriving. It's gaining energy from the person that it's overlaying.
You know, the other thing is that, you know, we've been trying to push the ecosystem of approach forward. And, you know, Patricia and I work full time. We're not retired. We're taking care of my mom. It's a lot. And sometimes my mom seems to inadvertently, and some people would say that, it's just coincidence. She gets in the way. She does something that is at the worst time, at the wrong time.
I've never seen timing as bad as that. Yes.
But as soon as we clear her,
she's good.
She's not in the way anymore. Yeah. So what is that from? We see there's all these things that people say, oh, that's just coincidence.
It's random.
Yes,
or it's random. Yes.
With evolved consciousness, it's not. So you might ask, well, okay, what's my dad's motive for all this? And a lot of times when people die, they and we do this all the time.
We've seen this a lot.
We talk to people who have died.
Yeah.
Supposedly that's what mediums do. We do that all the time. And we see from my dad, some people just let go of that worldly stuff, and they lighten up, they become changed, they become more.
They move on.
But my dad hasn't. Now he's not a ghost in the house, but his energy is here,
and we can feel it.
And we've been moving it out and moving it out and moving it out.
He's, for lack of a better way to say it, he's a stubborn sucker.
And we see his jealousy, because he is resentful that we created a happy life for Mom.
Yeah.
And separate from him, that she's happy now. She wasn't happy before. It makes him look bad.
Yes.
And he always sought to control and own my mom.
He thought that was love.
Yes. And my sister and I, we escaped. As soon as we went to college, that was it. We never returned. And, he wants her to be with him, which means for her right now,
he keeps calling her from the other side.
And it's a form of wanting her dead, because that's what she has to do to go be with him. And it's sort of a push and pull. We're working on it. There's no guarantees. He likes to sneak in at the most inopportune times.
Absolutely.
But we keep clearing. And so far, I got to say, we're really happy with the results. I mean, because we feel better. We're nice. We're family together. We've got, Mom and we got COVID, but we're isolating, but we've got the three of us and we got the two dogs. No,
and we don't actually have COVID. We're just talking about the conditions of COVID.
Isolation and needing to isolate as a result of COVID.
We have fun every single day. We make sure, one of us is always doing something to lighten up or just make each other laugh.
Yes. And it's a lighthearted energy. Mm-hmm. People before COVID, people loved to come over to our house. We were the popular house and it was the energy. Even people that don't quote unquote believe about this energy stuff,
they want to be around us
because they can feel the energy.
Yes. They don't realize that's what it is. So I want to go back to, I want to put out there, Jason, one of the things that the ecosystem approach teaches and we're trying to teach people is how to be your own guru, the importance of being your own guru. And it's one of the things that I learned. I was out there looking to have others tell me what the answers were and nothing. I mean, and like I said, I did several different things, spent a lot of money doing that kind of stuff. And, but what I found is when I started doing the ecosystem approach, that I was my own guru. I could answer my own questions. And the most important thing, and I said it earlier, but the most important thing that the ecosystem approach taught me is how to not only trust myself in the intuition and the evolved consciousness, but also how to be with others and understand their stuff as well.
The truth is, people, when we talk about this, want us to go talk to their loved one
who has
dementia or Alzheimer's or whatever. And really what we want to do is teach you, because you're part of the story. We're not part of the story.
Right.
My mom is part of my story.
And now she's part of mine.
And now she's part of Patricia's.
Happy to say.
And we're trying to heal our mutual story as we go forward in our life. And there's something about healing the story of your family.
Yes.
Is very, very important. And we do this with evolved consciousness and using the ecosystem approach.
And it's very, very, very healing. Let's just say it that way. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Human beings are designed to have consciousness and to use it daily.
Mm-hmm.
Things that are considered random or coincidence have meaning with evolved consciousness.
Right.
And the issues of life and death become clear with evolved consciousness.
Yes.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to work with your energy forces in your daily life.
Really, really, really amazing. You know what, Jason? We didn't teach everybody how to do clearing.
So we're going to do that right now. In the next segment, we're going to do some clearing to help you with your own evolved consciousness. And so it's really very simple. You can sit in any posture. You don't have to have any sort of special posture. And as we say, to eliminate, take whatever we say to eliminate, whether it's veils and illusions, barriers, or specific emotions, gather those up in your body and blow them into a trash can. Now, if you're like driving or something like that, use your imagination, use your mind's eye, and use a trash can there. That way. Or if you want to go onto our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section, there's a picture of what we call the processor. And we teach our clients to put their negative energy into this processor, which processes that negative energy right. and converts it into neutral.
It's pretty cool. And then we're going to activate life force energy. We're going to use that life force energy. We're going to call upon it. The purest, most positive energy you can have. You let it come in through the top of your head. Let it go all the way down your torso and your arms, and then all the way down your legs. You're going to stop it at the tips of your toes. You're going to turn it around. You're going to use that positive energy to help you get rid of even more negative energy. And we do all this with what we say and breathing. So stick with us, and we'll get to that in just a few minutes. So stay tuned when we come back. We're going to get you started clearing so you can have your own evolved consciousness. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams, and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.DivinelyDrivenResults.com.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Sue Storm.
Sue Storm.
TheAngelLady.net.
TheAngelLady.net.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to get you started clearing so you can have your own evolved consciousness. Jason, you ready to go?
Here we go.
All right.
I direct all my resources and all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see negative energies and emotions interfere with my consciousness and my re-evolved consciousness. Take a breath, gather up those veils and illusions, and
blow them into a trash can, a dumpster, or the processor.
Yeah.
We're going to shorten it just a little bit. And to eliminate the anger, hate, rage, and bitterness which block my evolved consciousness, even if I don't feel it or understand it, take a breath. Blow it out, trash can.
And to eliminate my fears and anxieties which interfere with my evolved consciousness, again, even if I don't feel it
okay.
in the moment.
Take a breath.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my life purpose is to overcome the trauma of my story, which blocks my evolved consciousness. Take a breath. There you go. Blow it out. Get rid of it. You don't need it.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that evolved consciousness can help me heal myself.
You know, Jason, is that something we're going to talk about in the next show? Is about the healing?
We're going to talk about a lot of stories in the next show, but yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right, good.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see the difference between consciousness and evolved consciousness. Take a breath. And blow it out.
And to eliminate the false belief that consciousness does not need to be refined because our essence is already healthy. No, that's not true. Take a breath. Gather up that false belief.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically is the way to evolve evolved consciousness. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my difficulty believing that consciousness is even important. Take a breath. We're told it's all about getting things done. It's all about doing this, doing
well,
that.
We're also told about it's the bottom line of making money.
Having accomplishment.
Exactly. And that is one of the biggest illusions that all of us get stuck in.
And by the way, evolved consciousness can help you have all those things in a much better way.
Exactly. So you have the understanding of it and you have the control of it as opposed to somebody else. Everyone, take a nice big deep breath to eliminate the programming that's keeping you from your evolved consciousness. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my compulsion to trust outside experts and conventional wisdom versus my own evolved consciousness.
Nice. Take a breath. And, you know, I realized we did this one just a minute ago, but we're going to do it again. It's said just a little bit different. And to eliminate my compulsion to ignore my hurt and trauma and the old negative programming. When the truth is, it's time to get rid of it. You don't need that baggage. By the way, you might lose a couple pounds doing this. Take a breath and blow it out.
And to eliminate seeing myself as a machine that needs to be programmed, even though it reduces my consciousness.
Take a breath. And I want to do just a couple for the world. Remember the dumpster at the end. Go all the way around the world and drop everything into the dumpster. And to eliminate all of the veils and illusions around the world, and especially the United States right now, that's keeping everyone from the awareness that they need so they can use their evolved consciousness or even their consciousness to see the truth about who and what is important in the next few weeks. Take a breath. All the way around the world, gather it up and drop it into that dumpster.
And to eliminate all the hate, anger, bitterness, excellent, illusions, and delusions that we're all subject to right now.
That we've been programmed with.
Have the hand go around the world and into the dumpster.
Take a breath. Here we go. And activate life force. Life force, so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve. Take a nice breath. Let that go in through the top of your head. Let it go all the way down your body to the tips of your toes. Stop it. Let that life force, most positive energy that you can use, let that remove some of and or all of the negative energy you're stuck in right now. Blow it out.
And to activate life force so I can trust that clearing my negative energies attached to me can refine and evolve my own consciousness.
Nice. Take a breath. All through your body, blow out any negative energy. And to activate life force so I can have the determination to create my own evolved consciousness through clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically by using the ecosystem approach. Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can activate everything that will make me happy and creative and healthy and strong and powerful, have an awareness to what evolved consciousness is and actually want it and use the ecosystem approach to get it. Starting right now, take a breath and blow it out. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Evolve Consciousness Part 2.
Okay.
We're going to talk about all the practical things you can do with evolved consciousness and tell some more stories about how we've used it in the past. You know, that was one of the biggest things as, you know, we started, as Patricia and I got together, we knew we had this intuitive ability together and individually, but what do you do with it in a way that's helpful in the world today? How can you make it practical and useful for everyday people? And that's part of the evolved consciousness. I want to talk about that. It's so important because people think it's kind of airy-fairy or kind of la-la out there. And really, we use it in very concrete ways.
And very practical ways.
Practical ways every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been part of our life. And we want to share, you know, how we've used it with you.
Okay. So, Jason, how can I get more information and real support with the ecosystem approach?
If you're listening today, and this talk about consciousness has just really touched you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're thinking, oh my gosh, do I have consciousness? Yeah, I probably do. And what can I do with it? Should I do anything with it? Is that crazy for me to think that I could do something with it? You're not crazy. We've set this up so that we're talking to you personally right now. And we've set it up so that you can get started. And it's all for free. What we'd like you to do is go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free subscription service and make sure the box is checked for the weekly newsletter, which gives you the backstory for every topic that we have, but it also gives you clearings for that week. And a lot of our clients say that they use those clearings every single week. One client
every single day, actually.
Every single day. She put it on her phone on her homepage. So those clearings are always there.
They come right up.
And sometimes they just listen to the show, this last part of the show, over and over again so they can do the clearings on a regular basis.
Okay.
We've made it really simple for you. It's all free. Get started now. You can try this out. You can see what it's like to start to refine your intuition and have evolved consciousness.
So, and Jason, what about Facebook?
You know, go to our Facebook page, theecosystemapproach.org. You know, like us. You know, I'm a wuss. When I don't get those likes, I just
he whines, everybody.
It's really bad. It's really, really hard for Patricia to watch. And if you want to say something, if you have a comment about today's show, if something
you have a recommendation,
you can contact us at hello@theecosystemapproach.org, and we'll get that email from you, and I'm happy to respond.
You know, Jason, and everyone's, when we get those requests and so forth, we do our very best to really help people with those requests and get that out there and put it into a show.
If you have a request for a show topic, let us know.
All right. We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.